Well, Philip, first of all, I suppose there's change here in Derry across a number of fronts, managerial and redeveloping work happening. Despite it being the closed season, it's still a very busy period.
Obviously, it wasn't expected. When we appointed Paul Higgerty, it was always the understanding that given that we're pretty sure he was going to be able to keep us up, given his enthusiasm and determination, that he would continue this year. And it was a real shock. I was in the States in our US factory for a week, and I came back and Saturday morning, I just arrived in the Belfast, and Sean Bard rang me and said, "Look, Paul Higgerty wants to talk to you urgently." And I thought, right, okay, what's this? And I really just wanted to go straight to bed, but it was when he told me personal situation, he just didn't feel he could give it the come up when it needed. So straight away we were on the managerial sort of search again.
And just on that period, because Paul had built a lot of momentum over the weeks that he was in for Peter, and it was an exciting time at the club again, because the fans and the supporters and all involved could see that there was light at the end of this, and you were starting to pull away from the bottom sides.
Well, first, can I just say I would like to thank Paul for the contribution he did make, because arguably we were going to be at best in a relegation dogfight and maybe even relegated. Obviously we didn't want that to happen, but it could well. But we could have been playing Fun Harps. You know, by the way, that's an honour. Congratulations to Fun Harps for calling. I enjoyed the match. But back to Paul. He really did turn it around when we were looking very, very shaky for a while. He motivated the team. Same basic team. So we didn't have any new players. So he did the job for us. And
yeah. One thing that was impressive, the way Derry and I suppose yourself handled this situation. You had a new manager in place in 6 days, Philip.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the reason why there was a need for urgency was we had a lot of players who were out of contract end of the season. And Paul, to be fair, gave us a bit of breathing space, because he told us on the Saturday, and our last game was the night before on the Friday. So we had to start searching, and the short list was a very short list, to be honest with you. It's that time of the year. There's most managers that that you'd want are still under contract. So we really had to start searching. And Kenny had been talked to before. I think he was available at the time that Declan Devine was appointed manager, but he was doing a lot of media work, and it settled pretty well in Scotland. His son plays football for Rangers over there, so he was quite comfortable over there. And I spoke to him, but he was very nice about it. He said, "Look, not at the minute," and he wished us, dare I say, the best of luck. There was a few others spoken to by myself, but they didn't show enough, interest in the job, and it boiled down to Kenny, and we had to act quickly. And some people say, you were too quick. Some people say, if I had it took 2 weeks and we'd have lost a couple of players, that would have been too slow. So, but anyway, Kenny was more than likely going to be after the Glentoran job that Thursday night, and we got him at about 6 o'clock and did the deal that night.
Was Kenny happy with the pace that which this appointment went through?
I think he was, because I think he always at some stage in his career wanted to be the Derry City Football Club manager, and I think the Glentoran thing had been going on for a long way. We acted very quickly. Myself and the board decided that some of our senior players were being spoken to, and we needed to get a manager on board, and we were pretty sure that once Kenny would get into the job, he would convince him to stay, and he's already got some of the senior players agreed to sign contracts again, which is great news.
And he's a manager that's hugely into development of younger players, and that was something that Derry wanted to move forward with as well, Philip.
Well, we have been doing it, but I think Kenny especially has a history of doing it. Like he did it very successfully at Kilmarnock. He was talking about his time there and at Coleraine and a few other clubs as well. But Derry City and Fin Harps have no option. None of the two North West clubs can afford large budgets to bring in expensive players from Dublin. We have to develop talent. And I think, to be frank with you, it's been talked about for years, but one of the reasons why we think we've been successful over the last 20 years, or I suppose moderately successful, is that I think we've got a nucleus of local players, but we can't compete with the Dublin clubs in terms of budget. It's just not possible.
And if you are maybe going to try and get some trophies over the next couple of years, obviously the youth development's key to it, but is the budget going to have to be increased there in the next couple of years if you want to do that, or can you pull off, can we call it a minor miracle if you are to pull off something like that, Philip?
Well, I think already our budget is about the fourth in the League of Ireland Premiership. I think we can maintain that level. I think Paul Higgerty and Kenny have been given an increased budget from last year. Now, last year was a tough year. It wasn't a good season, and neither was the season before. We were seventh last year. We were eighth the year before. That's not acceptable for Derry City Football Club. We didn't get into Europe. We didn't get into the Setanta Cup. So the extra revenue that comes from those two sources, we don't have. So, you know, to increase the budget, the board are placing a lot of confidence in Kenny, to get us up. I think the minimum that we want as a target is European qualification.
Well, moving to off the field matters now and looking at the redevelopment work, what's the latest or where's the club at the moment? Because there was all sorts of talks about delays and possibly using other grounds. This week, at what stage are the club at with the redevelopment work?
Well, I think it's going to Derry City Council tonight. There's several options going to it about the different possibilities they have on the ground. There's ongoing discussions with the Greyhound fraternity, and we wish both sides the best of luck on it. We just want to get the job started, and it's long overdue. We had a couple of matches been played last week, and I'll just give your listeners an example. We ended up, one of the teams had a change in the referee's changing room. Now, I felt like asking, where did the referee change? But the facilities are third world facilities are totally unacceptable, and any delays to this project are not acceptable to our players, to our fans, to our supporters, or to the board of directors.
What's the club's hope then? Where do you want the redevelopment work to go, and how is it going to be phased over the next year or so? Where would you like it to see this time next year, rather, Philip?
Well, it's going to be over a 2-year period, and obviously moving the pitch is one of the issues that's very difficult, because the ideal situation was that after our first home game, our last home game a few weeks ago there, we should have had a contractor in the next day, basically relocating the pitch. It's about a 5-month project delay to the new 3G pitch. Obviously that didn't happen. The approvals didn't come through from the executive in time, and Derry City Council couldn't proceed, so it's up in there. They might now do some of the work in the new stand instead, but I think apparently there's 7 options that are being voted on tonight in Derry City Council. Now, it's taken a lot longer than I would have hoped, and there's a lot of frustration from myself and everybody else associated with the club, and we just need a decision that we need to move ahead. For years we've been blaming Belfast for everything. This is now in Derry people's hands, and we have to show them to be able to deliver a project on time and professionally.
So it's still highly likely at this stage that Derry will require the use of grounds somewhere else in the northwest because of this delay and this frustration.
That's certainly one of the possibilities. Obviously we would more than likely be speaking to Finn Harps, and we possibly would look at McGinn Park and Buncrana as well. A lot of Derry people have fond memories of McGinn Park. A few of the people have come to me and said we should look at both options, and the FAI are pushing us for answers, and we haven't got them yet because we're waiting on the responses from Derry City Council. It's worth just saying here, listen, Derry City Council own the Brandywell facility, and Derry City Football Club, we're just one of the users of that facility.
Has there been maybe any informal approaches towards the likes of Fun Harps or the people at McGinn Park that these grounds could be used? Has there been any ground broke there?
Yeah, I think there has been, and I think we even thought about Celtic Park, but it's Celtic Park would be a non-runner. The GAA aren't gonna. I know they changed things for some of the rugby games a few years back, but they're not going to do it for a few Derry City games, I wouldn't think. I think there has been sort of a very, very early stage consultation. Until we know exactly what's happening, we couldn't even go to Finn Harps and say, look, here's what we need from you, because we don't know yet. So we're not going to go without a plan to them.
On to the public consultation plan, which was announced last week as well. Philip, what's the background to that, and why has the board taken a decision to put this out to the supporters and the fans of Derry?
Well, first of all, every couple of years we do hold a fans forum, and it's maybe just one large group of people in one of the local hotels, and we ask them, how they think we're doing, what we should do. But it's fairly unstructured, and it is hard to chair a meeting like that, because no matter what agenda you start with, it gets led all over the place. So now what we want to do is, first of all, we want to have it independently chaired, and we've asked Dennis Bradley, who's a well-known locally, Dennis Bradley is going to chair that, and he's brought in Patrick Simpson. Patrick's a young guy. His family own the bowling, the Brunswick Bowling Super Bowl in Derry, and again, well respected business people in the Derry Donegal area. And we wanted someone with a youth focus as well. That like one of the key questions is, why are young people not supporting local football in the Northwest in larger numbers? Like, part of the reason is they're attracted by Celtic and Manchester United and Liverpool and those games, but we think the quality of the football is very good and it's exciting, and I would arguably say that the quality of football in the Premiership at the minute isn't that exciting when you look at some of those games. We just want to reach out to the fan base and various other stakeholders, you know, youth football. We want to talk to the sponsors, we want to talk to the fans, we want to talk to the shareholders, we want to talk to the season ticket holders to say, right, we've got a new stadium refurbishment project now over the next 2 years. What do you want to see in it? What do you want to see? Where do you want to see the football club going? And just, you know, and we certainly want to get the larger numbers with the better facilities. We have to, if we're going to increase the budget, we have to increase the throughput through the gates. And we certainly want to see more young people, because the average age is too high for my leg, and I would like a lot more younger people to go to get. And we need to find out why they don't. And one of the things Kenny has been tasked with, Kenny's going to engage a lot more with the schools. And I know when you're in a relegation dogfight, it's hard to spend time on other things, but Kenny's more than happy to do it.
Yeah. This has all been layered over the next number of years, is it, to get back to the pinnacle of League of Ireland soccer? This is what the main aim is it, Philip? Yeah.
Well, that's the plan, because even with an increased budget, you will not attract top-notch players when the facilities are so bad. So getting the facilities right has to be done before we're going to go anywhere. And like, we've known that for about the last 3 or 4 years. All the engagement with fans, it's about the bad facilities, the bad match day experience. So we need to get this project up and running as soon as possible.
Listen, Philip, many thanks for talking to us today, and wish you all the best of luck with what the plans is going on at there at the minute. It is a busy time, but thanks for talking to Highland Radio Sport.
Thank you.